Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, y'all, get up!
the way I like to start it, y'all. Get a little energy going. Get a little something pumping. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. And I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via your cell phone or your landline at home, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. 818-301-5834. I got hot right there. I had to take my shirt off. Man, I got to turn the air on. Let's get something going up in here. I mean, it's, you know, when you start to, you know, it's someone, a good friend, said to me, getting old, Frank, ain't for sissy. Getting old, ain't for sissy. And I'm not saying that I'm old, because I'm not. But all I'm saying is I'm getting older, right? Everyone's getting older, right? You're not getting any younger. We're getting older. And as time goes, you know, you start to get less active and this and that. You know, I used to be very, very active. But now, you know, you have to work so much. And then you got all the other things that are going on after work. So you don't get a chance to do some of the things that you used to do. A lot of you guys have big families. I have a big family, and things are going on, right? Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? So, guys, again, thank you for tuning in. And welcome to the show. Now, I see all my lines are full right now, and people are interested in today's topic. Now, before I get into today's topic, today's word of the day is provoke. Provoke. Okay? P-R-O-V-O-K-E. Provoke. Provoke. As a verb, provoke means to stimulate or give rise to a reaction or emotion, a strong or unwelcome one in someone. To stimulate or give a rise to a reaction or emotion, typically a strong or unwelcome one in someone. And I'm going to use this, a strong or unwelcome one. Okay? A reaction or emotion, strong or unwelcome one. An unwelcome one. And again, to stimulate or incite someone to do or feel something, especially by arousing anger in them. Okay? Next, deliberately make someone annoyed or angry. Deliberately make someone annoyed or angry. That's provoke. And you know, to bring the positive side of this around before I get into some of this stuff, a teacher can provoke a student into working hard. Okay, a teacher can provoke a student into working hard. All right? Now, today's topic, guys, is, and you'll see, you're going to see, well, you guys know why I use that word, provoke. Today's topic is, when women push their man too far, what happens? Do women verbally provoke a man into doing something that he doesn't really want to do? And I'm not saying all women, okay? So keep your emails to yourself. I'm not saying all women. I'm saying some women, okay? And some men do it as well. But we're going to talk about women today because, I was in a discussion about this guy from the Baltimore Ravens that assumedly hit his girlfriend in an elevator, knocked her out, drug her out of the elevator up to their room, and now he's suspended for 2 games, got fined all this money, this and that, for that incident. Now, no video of what happened inside the elevator. No video of that. Just video of him dragging her out of the elevator to the room. Okay? And I guess she told him that he hit her, knocked her out. Now, if we go back to that for a second, and what I'm going to say is, if I hit a woman, or if I hit a man and knock him or her out, where, they laid out motionless, not moving, I mean, my first thing is, man, I got to call 911. I might have killed this guy. I might have killed this girl. They're not moving. They're just laying there motionless. I know I cracked them, right? So I need to call the police. I need to call an ambulance or something. All right? That would be my first reaction. Okay? But obviously that was his first reaction. So that makes me think that she may have been drunk. She's known for drinking a little bit too much, okay? And, I that's what I think. I think she was drunk. But, hey, we don't know, right? But we're going to discuss the real truth behind women pushing men to violence, okay? Now, another reason I wanted to do this because I saw a video today of this young girl and this young guy, these guys in high school, okay, and they were in a high school classroom. And technology today allows these kids to use their cell phone, capture video, and put it online, okay, and for anyone to see. And we didn't have that when we were growing up, but it's out today. So there's video of this young lady, young girl, high school, and this young buck, high school. She comes up to him. He's sitting in the back of the classroom. She's at his desk screaming at him, calling him all kind of MFs and a-holes and everything. She's calling him everything in the book. Now, here's what I'm thinking. She's in his face. He's sitting down. She's standing up. Okay, I'm going to give you the scenario. She's in his face. He's sitting down. She's standing up. She got a hand on her hip. She's spitting at him while she's talking because he keeps saying, "Girl, stop spitting on me." Okay? The teacher is behind the girl, holding her arm, telling her, "Come on. He's not worth it. Come on, get back to your seat. He's not worth it. Come on, get back to your seat. He's not worth it." What kind of teacher is this? Okay? Now, I'm not blaming her or this girl. She doesn't have any home training. I blame her parents. So she's all up in this guy's face, spitting at him, calling him off every name in the book. Okay? okay, and he keeps saying, get the F out of my face. Get the F out of my face. I told you I don't want to have any kind of dealings with you anymore. Get the F out of my face. I'm moving on to another girl. Yada, yada. Okay, they fighting about him seeing another girl. Okay, that's what the beef is about. But he's telling her to move on. He doesn't want to deal with her anymore. Why doesn't she move on? Why doesn't she go on back to her seat, sit down and forget about it? Find her another guy. You know? If someone doesn't want you, if someone's not doing everything in their power to keep you, to deal with you, why are you trying to force yourself onto them? I don't get that. Move on. It may hurt. But what doesn't hurt? If it didn't hurt, then you didn't. That wasn't the deal anyway. Right? So grab your stuff, pick up, and move on. Now he continued to tell her, leave me alone, get the F out of my face, get the F out of my face. Finally, the teacher was able to get her to walk back toward the front of the classroom. Now she comes back and starts clowning him again. Clowning him again. And he like, girl, get out of my face. I don't want to hit you. Oh, if you hit me, I'm going to get somebody to mess you up. What? But you're trying to make me hit you. Then you're saying you're going to get somebody, your brother, your friends, or whatever, to come mess me up, come jump me, I guess. Come on now. Okay, so then she continues to bawl at him. So the teacher comes once again, pull her away. And the next thing you know, she's flying back to the back of the classroom. She's running right back to the back of the classroom. Bam, hit the guy. And they go into it. He grab her, boom, dump her on her back, on the floor, on the desk and everything. Now it's a fight. Right? And he just grabbed her and threw her down on the desk. Right? He didn't hit her in the face, he didn't kick her or anything. He just grabbed her and slammed her down. Then as he was trying to get out of the classroom, she jumps up. She's talking all the while. She runs and jumps him again. And I think this time, and I couldn't really tell, but I think this time he turned around and he cocked her in the face. Now, like I said, I'm not saying I don't condone hitting women. I don't condone fighting with women. I fought with a girl in elementary school myself. Yeah, I said it. I did. And it only took one hit from me. And I've never forgotten about that in all my life. Ever since that incident, I've never forgotten about it. Because my mom had to come to the school and see about me. But you know what? My mom was she was fair. Okay? So what happened between me and that girl in our classroom was unfair to me. Okay? So and so once she found out what happened, she told them, okay, now what do you want me to do about this? Because she felt like I was right, and that's all it took was a punch. But I've always been taught not to let people push you around. I'm one of the nicest guys on the planet. But just like anyone else, you push me in a corner where I can't get out. If I want to get out, I'm going to come out swinging. I'm going to get out that corner if I want to get out, right? So what I'm saying is, ladies, don't push your man to the point where he have to retaliate by hitting you. Don't push him to the point where You slap him in the face, slap him upside the head, push him in the face with your finger. I've seen that a lot. I've seen women get in men's face with their finger and poke it at his head, poke him on the forehead with it, poke him in the chest with it. That stuff is provocation. That provokes men into something that they may not want to do. Now, hey, some men thrive on hitting women. Some women thrive on hitting men. But I can tell you this, most men don't thrive on hitting women. Okay? All right? So what I'm saying is when a man is provoked, he's going to swing. And it's not going to be good. What's on the end of that swing is more than you want, probably more than you can handle. So why do that? If it's something that bad, hey, write it down, put it in a letter. Excuse me. And man, you know, so what I say about this guy with the Baltimore Ravens is that we don't know what happened. We don't know if he punched her. We don't know if she was drunk, passed out. I don't know. But all I can say is, if he did punch the girl, the young lady, if he did punch her and knock her out, he should have called the cops. He should have called an ambulance. I would have called 911. Like I said, if I hit someone and knock them out, man, she could have hit her head on the edge of the elevator. She could have, her knees could have buckled in a way that, you know, if you hit someone right, they may not come back. Y'all with me? They may be dead. So that would have been my thought. That man, did I kill her? I need to call 911. But no, he didn't do that. He drug her out of the elevator and took her to the room. That makes me think, this common sense, now I don't know about y'all, but this common sense, that makes me think that she passed out drunk. They had been to some kind of party or gathering or something. And usually that kind of stuff involves a lot of alcohol. She's known for being a heavy drinker. Okay? So, I don't know. I don't know what happened. We don't know. But I can tell you this. Just like Stephen A. Smith said on TV, a lot of women provoke these men into jumping on them and beating them and hitting them. But, you know, I can see, you know, a woman pushing a man to the point where he can't stand it anymore, and he may swing on her. But I don't see where he continues to swing on her. He continues to beat her. Not only that time, but time, more time and time again after that. I don't see that. But I do see where him being able to defend himself and get her away from him. And if that's what he feels like it takes, just to take a swing at her, then hey, that's him. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in. Give me your opinion on this. I know all my lines are full. I know you guys have something to say, but it's okay. When women push their man too far, and like I said, you know, everyone has that point. You may not know exactly where that point is, but everyone has that point. I don't care if you're a man or a woman. Women have that point. Women have that point where they say, man, just get away from me. Just get away from me. Stop talking to me. Get away from me. I'm feeling some kind of way right now. Get away from me. Women do that. Probably ran into women that do that. Get away, hey, get away from me. Leave me alone. I warned you. And, you know, I got some family members. One family member in particular that she always provoking her husband. But I've never seen him where he swings on her. She's always swinging on him. To the point where their son said, hey, run, daddy, run. And he take out running out the back door. And I mean, it's hilarious. It's funny. But at the same time, at some point, it's not going to be funny. Y'all with me? Point, he's going to say, okay, that's it. I'm not running anymore. And he's going to swing on her. And she probably 120 pounds, 110 pounds maybe, soaking wet. If he does swing on her, it's not going to be good. And that's why he doesn't want to swing on her. But she provokes him and provokes him and provokes him like crazy. It drives me up the wall just to be around him. But that's how it is. Hey, I'm out of time, guys, but thank you for tuning in. I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of calls on this show. May have to do another show later this week about this. But I wanted to put it out there in my own terms, my own opinion about what happened to the guy from the Baltimore Ravens. Hey, have a great day, guys. Take care of yourselves. Join me tomorrow for another great show right here on the Frank Williams Show. Have a great day, guys, and be safe.
Have been the kind of person that you really are now.